of the defense today, just as a whole from game two to game three? What was the biggest difference?
We were a lot more gap sound this week compared to last week. But one more thing that we still struggled on a little bit was a third down. They converted quite a bit of their third downs today, and that's something that we need to improve on that.
They run a lot of misdirection stuff, and you guys seem to be pretty disciplined, stayed in your lanes on that. How much of an emphasis was that throughout the week, their misdirection game and their quarterback run?
Yeah, it was a big emphasis compared to last week. We were having trouble, especially as a D-line, getting upfield and getting ourselves in bad position. So this week, we definitely honed in on not getting up past the line of scrimmage and just reading the mesh point, reading the reverses, throwbacks, all that kind of stuff.
You had your first career start today. What was that like?
It was definitely a cool experience. I'm glad I could go out there. And, whoever the starter is in the future, it's just going to be the best for the team, and I'm excited for it.
Where's this defense confidence level right now as you head into Big 12 play?
I say the defense confidence level is pretty high right now. We're improving weekly. I mean, we're getting better and better. But like I said, there's still those little things that we can still improve on and get better at.
Have you guys had a chance to look at West Virginia yet at all?
Not yet. No.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure a little bit about Will Grier and their offense. How challenging do you expect that to be?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have a chip on our shoulders next week. There's a lot of talk how they're the best offense in the nation right now, best quarterback in the nation. So that definitely puts us, we definitely got to play with the chip on our shoulder and practice this week with the chip on our shoulder and just prepare, maybe extra prepare, definitely extra prepare this week for their offense.